Now, Bev, we were trying to obviously prepare for a great day for you for so long. And this is from the end of last year. We were thinking, right, what could we do? You did. About October, Nikki said, my birthday, 20th of Jan, get prepared, get me good stuff. We know there are people that you love in this world.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start. The start of this is quite flat because there are some people we just couldn't get to wish you happy birthday.
That's now, strange. I must have been really
busy. Well, we went right to the top. Now, Nick, we know, knowing Fev as well as I do, his long-term crush since he was about 14 was Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, wow. If you got her, that's impressive.
We just didn't.
Well, she wouldn't be doing much.
No, we even offered to plug her herbal supplements and stuff. Because she's a vegan anti-vaxxer now.
She chewed food and spat it in her kid's mouth.
That's right.
That's right.
Her kid bear. Then we thought, bit of fun, let's go for Steven Seagal. Pressure point. Who could forget the Brownlow of 2008? Oh, no. No, 7?
I can't remember. Yeah,
we didn't.
Oh,
2009.
Yeah, here we go. Got it.
Had a couple of froths, Nick.
Yeah.
It was a good night.
I know.
It was a good night.
We all remember. And the Steven Seagal joke has kicked around for so many years. We tried to get him. Now, I'm going to show you, Fev, this pile. This is all the emails. I've got a sheet here, about 50 emails that have gone back and forth with Steven's people because Darcy was getting so close to getting Steven Seagal to leave you a birthday message. Mm-hmm. And the final word, as late as last night, because Darcy and Leon and Casey, they were not giving up. But last night his manager came back and it was quite a blunt message, really.
No.
Steven's not in the right headspace.
Oh, wow.
He's yelling pressure point somewhere overseas, I reckon.
He's had a bit on though, Stephen, hasn't he?
He's had a bit on. Headspace.
A lot of straight to DVD movies. He's nailing it.